We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. In Washington State, an officer killed in a shootout. Fox affiliate KCPQ's David Rose has details.
A sheriff's deputy has been killed in the line of duty and a police officer injured after a chase ended in gunfire. This started as a police chase in the Kittitas County area where the driver led officers inside the city limits and then stopped and got out. According to Sheriff Gene Dana, there was a shootout with a sheriff's deputy and a Kittitas City police officer. Both of those officers were hit. The deputy died at Kittitas Valley Hospital. The police officer has been airlifted to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. That officer has a gunshot wound to the leg and is going to survive. The suspect was shot. That suspect is alive at the Kittitas Valley Hospital. That suspect was shot in the head.
Names of the officers and the suspect have not been released. After hours of public comments and council discussion, the land development deal between the city and the Wichita Riverfront LP Group was passed by the city council on a 7-0 vote.
The Riverfront Group will purchase nearly 4 acres of land near the new stadium for $1 per acre for retail and commercial development. The council also approved the second design build amendment for the downtown ballpark. With this passage, the council greenlights construction of such items as the concourse, scoreboard, and playing field. The group also approved the city's pavement preservation program, which will cost $9.5 million, with the work done by private contractors. In other business, the council unanimously approved the union contract with the Fraternal Order of Police. The 3-year agreement gives annual pay raises. The council called it at night at 11:45. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas lawmaker is pushing for change after a number of new power poles went up in a Wichita neighborhood.
Representative Gail Finney tells KSN News she's working on a bill that will require power companies to hold a public hearing before installing or upgrading power lines.
They would have to provide notification to the community. In addition to that, they would have to consider the aesthetics, the density, population density, and the location before they can just go in.
A spokesperson for Westar says that if the high voltage rules are applied to every power pole change, it could cost a lot more money for each new project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a case that could make it more difficult for states to prosecute identity theft and other crimes. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Jim West.
The High Court agreed Monday to take the case out of Kansas that involves the state's prosecution of people who were using others' Social Security numbers on employment and other forms. Kansas's highest court ruled in 2017 that the state couldn't prosecute those crimes by relying on information that is on a required federal work authorization form, the I-9. Kansas argued it can prosecute because the same information also appears on state work forms. 10 states had urged the Supreme Court to take the case.
A major U.S. city reportedly considering a ban on e-cigarettes.
San Francisco supervisor Shaman Walton is proposing a city law that bans the sale of e-cigs unless the Food and Drug Administration reviews them. City Attorney Dennis Herrera sent a joint letter to the FDA on behalf of San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. All those cities are asking the FDA to look at the public health impact of e-cigarettes. The greater concern among critics of vaping products is the amount of nicotine and the adverse effects it has on developing adolescent brains. It is more likely that teens compared to adults will vape. The FDA declined to comment on the letter sent. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy start to the day, sunshine as we go throughout the afternoon. Spring officially arrives at 4:58 this afternoon, our high temperature 61. Clear and 34 tonight. For Thursday, sunny and 64, warming to 66 by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 40 degrees, west wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in KNSS. Time for for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward, and they're talking about another Toy Story movie coming out.
Yeah,
Ted?
Here we go. Yeah, the full trailer for Toy Story 4 is out.
Previously, Disney Pixar had released two short trailers, but now the 2.5-minute Toy Story 4 trailer gives a much more in-depth look at what fans can expect.
Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
The trailer goes on to show that eventually Forky runs away and Woody goes to find him. But they come across something that may question Woody's willingness to return to his human, little Bonnie. The rest of the toys, Buzz Lightyear, Ham the Pig, Rex the Dinosaur, and others, all come together in the typical Toy Story 4 adventure that is sure to bring fun, laughs, and maybe even some tears. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
State legislators in Michigan honoring the late Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, plans to name a highway for her.
The lawmakers are pushing through a measure to designate a stretch of road in Detroit as the Aretha Franklin Memorial Highway. The measure overwhelmingly passed the State House by a 101-6 vote and now heads to the State Senate. Backers of the bill acknowledge the late singer's work in the civil rights movement and entertainment as the basis for the honor. Franklin grew up in her father's church in the Detroit area. She died of pancreatic cancer in her hometown last August. A popular Detroit concert venue, Shane Park, has already been renamed to honor Franklin. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The maker of a wildly popular spinning bike is being sued.
Peloton is being slapped with a lawsuit from a group of music publishers, accusing the maker of video streaming exercise bikes of using 1,000 songs from Lady Gaga to Drake, Gwen Stefani, Justin Timberlake, and others without permission. The copyright infringement lawsuit is looking for more than $150 million in damages. Peloton has more than 600,000 subscribers and is reportedly worth more than $4 billion. The music publishing companies claim that a big part of Peloton's success is due to the music playing during spinning classes. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Ariana Grande fans can register to vote at the singer's U.S. concerts.
Ariana Grande teaming up with Headcount, a nonpartisan organization to help concertgoers of age register to vote. Playing off the pop star's hit, Thank You Next, Headcount launched the Thank You Next Gen campaign, aiming to set up booths at Grande's U.S. concerts. The 25-year-old helped kick off the push while kicking off her Sweetener tour this week in Albany, New York. If fans miss the chance to register at a show, they can text the name Ariana to the number 40649 to register to vote online, to volunteer, or to receive a reminder to register on their 18th birthday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We'll have some big names at the 2019 Academy of Country Music Awards show.
I'm Mike Gunzelman. The list of country music stars continues to grow for the 2019 Academy of Country Music Awards show. Fans will now be able to see Dierks Bentley and Kelly Clarkson to an already star-stellar lineup that includes Eric Church and newly announced Country Music Hall of Famers Brooks and Dunn, as they are all scheduled to perform. Meanwhile, Jason Aldean will be only the fifth artist to receive the Artist of the Decade Award, joining Marty Robbins, Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Garth Brooks, and George Strait. The 54th ACM Awards take place on April 7th in Las Vegas. And Billy Ray Cyrus is gearing up to release a new album. The achy breaky heart singer announcing that his 16th album, this one called Snake Doctor Crisis, will be a concept album, and the music will be a collection of all of his musical influences. No word yet on when Billy Ray's new album will officially be released. This is Fox Country on Fox News.
Rob Lowe is now the host of a new game show.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. Rob Lowe is challenging human intelligence and cognition as the host and producer of Fox's newest game show, Mental Samurai.
You just don't know how a person is going to react when they're facing the time pressure, the physical pressure, and the mental pressure.
Lowe says the high-velocity quiz show will stump even the smartest person.
We've had astronauts, librarians, stay-at-home moms, MIT graduates, and you never know who's going to have that special quality to get through the course. And it's just been inspiring and fun to watch.
And it's all while being spun around at high speeds. Contestants must answer 12 questions accurately within 5 minutes to move on to the Circle of Samurai, where they can compete for $100,000.
Some of our best players don't look the part. And then others who come in and you go, oh, they're going to kill it, are literally out at one question.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night comedians. We'll start out with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Well, there's another candidate who's starting to get some attention named Andrew Yang. Apparently, he wants to give every American $1,000 a month by taxing companies like Google. And if you want to read more about Andrew Yang, you should search for him on Yahoo, because his name was just completely erased from Google. He doesn't exist on Google. He's not.
Let's stay on NBC Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Sprint has reportedly suffered a data breach that could have exposed customers' calling history. Said millennials, calling history? Oh, that's fine.
The Late Late Show on CBS with James Corden.
The inventor of Jelly Belly Jelly Beans has just launched a new candy company that sells jelly beans infused with cannabis.
Yes.
Yeah. Just in time. Just. Yeah. Yeah! Yeah! Just in time for the kids' Easter baskets.
And Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Did you fill out your brackets? Have you filled out the tournament brackets, the NCAA tournament? This is a chance for college basketball fans to lose $10 as slowly as humanly possible.
Today would have been the 50th wedding anniversary for John Lennon and Yoko Ono. They got married 50 years ago on this day in Gibraltar.
How about that?
And of course, the Beatles recorded a song about it, The Ballad of John and Yoko. They would have been married 50 years ago, or they got married 50 years ago on this day. We got a few good birthdays today. Actor Hal Linden is 88 years old today. Hal Linden, of course, Barney Miller on TV. He went 0 for 4 at the Golden Globes. He went 0 for 7 at the Primetime Emmys. He did get a few daytime Emmys, and he did win a Tony Award back in the day in a musical. Happy birthday to Hal Linden. He is 88 today. Producer, director, comedian Carl Reiner is 97 years old today. A guy that is in the Emmy Hall of Fame. He won 8 Emmys along his career, going back to Sid Caesar's Hour and then the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Didn't he do the famous sketch with Mel Brooks, and the world's oldest man?
Yeah, he and Mel Brooks
are
both buddies, and yeah, they did that bit together, which is always very funny. Carl Reiner is always the straight man in that.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner is 97 today. And we have a singer celebrating a birthday today. She remembered this song from the end of Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yeah.
We'll meet again. Singer Dame Vera Lynn, who recorded this song. She is 102 years old today.
Wow.
Of course, massively popular in Great Britain. Especially with the World War II crowd.
Yes, yes.
And she had a number one hit in the U.S., Auf Wiedersehen. This song barely made the top 30, but it's very culturally relevant because of a spot in Dr. Strangelove. Vera Lynn is 102 today. Happy birthday to those folks. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they do professional major appliance repairs, all makes, all models. Whatever you're having trouble with, they'll fix you up. Call Terry or Rachel at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Boeing 737 production still on schedule. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up to tell us about that. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.